federal government declared last month that last month's global ransomware attack was a wake-up call for Australian businesses. While only a small number were affected by the WannaCry virus, a report out today shows just how costly even a single data breach can be. Bonnie Simons-Brown has our report.
The good news for Australian business is that the average cost of a data breach has gone down this year. But the bad news is it hasn't reduced by much. Nigel Fair is the director of Canberra University's Centre for Internet Safety.
The key finding is data breach cost to organisations has reduced over the last 12 months. It's been a very minimal change. And one that's really inconsequential, but you could argue a step in the right direction.
A new report by information security agency, the Poneman Institute, shows the average per capita cost of a data breach is $139 per compromised record. That's down $3 on last year's result. Meanwhile, the total organisational cost of a data breach has reduced from $2.64 million in 2016 to $2.51 million this year. Nigel Fair points out the effects of losing records can be long-lasting.
The real benefit coming out of this study would be to go back to those same organisations in years 2, 3 and 4 to see what the fallout might have been from loss of reputation, loss of customers, stakeholder expectations, that type of thing, more long-term than short-term.
The Poneman Institute carried out the survey of 25 Australian businesses for computer company IBM. It found malicious or criminal attacks were the primary cause of data breaches and the most expensive to fix. But Nigel Fair believes insider attacks can be just as dangerous.
It can be anything from a sales rep removing a database to a disgruntled, you know, before they move to another organisation, a disgruntled employee erasing data, a disgruntled employee selling off customer identifying information to malicious third parties. That can really be quite broad.
Australian businesses aren't currently required to report data breaches, but that's soon about to change. Dan Tehan is the Minister assisting the Prime Minister for Cybersecurity.
They're not obliged to report anything at the moment, but in February of this year, the government passed through the Parliament notifiable data breach laws, which will require companies of over $3 million in turnover to, if there is a breach, to report that breach. Those laws will kick in 1 year's time, in February next year.
Will this put Australian businesses on notice to do more to protect against data breaches?
Well, it will increase their responsibilities in terms of reporting. So obviously I think that will mean that they will understand that there is a risk there, and the risk will be that if there is a breach that they will have to report that breach. But the good thing about this report that IBM has done is it shows that businesses are already aware that they need to be taking steps. They're doing that. The number of breaches has reduced, and the cost of addressing those breaches has reduced. So it's been a win-win for Australian business.
It hasn't actually reduced by that much, only $3 per capita. Does it mean that there's still quite a lot of work to do when it comes to convincing Australian businesses to invest in cybersecurity and protection measures?
Absolutely, it does. I mean, I've said on a number of occasions that the conservative estimated cost of cybercrime to the Australian economy is $1 billion Australian dollars. So this is a cost which is real. It is impacting on Australian businesses, both small, medium and large, and we have to continue to work together to make sure we're addressing it. And one of the things which is very good news in this report as well when it comes to Australia is that it says that Australian businesses are sharing threat information with government. Government is sharing threat information with business, because it's only by both sectors, government and business, working together that we're going to be able to really address the heart of this problem.
That's the Minister assisting the Prime Minister for Cybersecurity, Dan Tehan, ending that report by Bonnie Simons-Brown.